You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Ladies, if you want the whitest Oxidol wash in history, the cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world, you want to get new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Now, with new white Oxidol, you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside, and get the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. Yes, whiter than ever before.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
White is right, and that wonderful new Oxidol whiteness will stay in your wash for the life of your clothes, as long as you use new white Oxidol. Your oldest towels will wash whiter than you ever thought possible. Tablecloths and napkins will sparkle bright as new. And when you come to washable colors, play clothes and cotton prints and slacks, you'll know new white Oxidol is truly safe. You've never seen them wash brighter than they will now. Once you see the way new white Oxidol washes clothes, whites, dazzling white, colors beautifully bright, you'll make this whiter, whiter soap a regular wash day habit. Get some now before another week goes by. Your dealer has it. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, on the surface, this would seem to have been just another pleasant fall evening in Rushville Center. It's around 10:30 now, and there's a little nip in the air, an amber moon overhead. But for those in the know, the night is filled with suspense. Ann Morrison and Alfred Sinclair have been busy packing their things because a telegram arrived for Ann which made them decide to leave for New York tomorrow. The first thing Alfred did was to call Ma Perkins and tell her they were leaving. Unfortunately, Joseph appears to have overheard Ma talking to Alfred and is now on his way to the Rushville Center House to see Ann. Alfred insisted that Ann see Joseph, talk to him, set his mind and heart at ease before they go. Then Alfred left Ann's suite. And now, a few seconds later, there's a rap at the door. Ann, thinking it's Joseph, goes to the door and opens it. But it's not Joseph standing there. It's someone else. A tall man with a drawn, angular face, dark, piercing eyes, and a sardonic grin.
Brad. Brad Gorman. You here? Is it really you? Brad.
And my sweet, even one's own name repeated ad nauseum becomes a little boring. Of course it's I. Of course I'm here. I may have been locked away from the world for the past 7 years, but I am not yet an apparition. May I come in?
Yes. Thank you. Of course.
Thank you. Lock it, please.
What?
The door. Lock it.
Oh. All right.
Thank you. Having had you once escape from me, you will understand about the door.
Oh, Brad, how silly. Come on and sit down and tell me about yourself. It's nice to see you.
Really?
Well, yes, of course.
Do you have a mirror handy?
A what? A mirror? Well, yes, certainly. Why?
I suggest you get it and take a look at yourself. Your expression at this moment is anything but that of sheer delight. Oh, incidentally, your hand is trembling.
Oh, no, no.
My dear Anne. Anne. Wasn't one of Henry VIII's wives named Anne? Yes, certainly. Anne Boleyn. She was beheaded, wasn't she? Your hands are very definitely trembling. Your lips, too, they're white and parched.
Oh, Brad, don't talk like that.
You see, when one has been confined, as I have for 7 years, he may, as some poor fellows do, just vegetate, become nothing. But if he has an objective, as I have had, something to live for, he finds his senses are fabulously sharpened. His sense of observation, especially. You see, your hands are still trembling.
Oh, Brad, you're in a very grim mood for a reunion. Come and sit down. Would you like a drink?
A what?
A drink. I have some scotch.
Scotch?
Yes. I haven't got any ice, of course. I could ring down.
No, thank you. I had to stop for a minute and try to remember what it was like. Scotch, I mean. No, thanks. I find you quite enough stimulant at one sitting. Whiskey and you would be far too much.
All right, if you'd rather not. What is it, Brad? Why are you staring so?
I hadn't remembered your eyes being so gray.
Oh.
Or your lips so very full.
Well.
The walls of my dormitory are covered with them.
With what, Brett?
Your eyes and lips. Night after night, I'd lie in bed and contemplate your eyes and lips on the wall. I'll have to change them all now when I go back. I hadn't remembered there was a violet cast to your eyes, or that your lips were so full or red.
A moment ago, you said they were white.
No, the blood has returned to them now. They're red again.
Well, what brings you to Rushville Center, Brad? You know, I didn't even know it was on most maps.
No, it's no good, Anne.
What isn't?
Your games.
Well, what games?
You mustn't try to confuse me.
Oh, Brad.
I confuse very easily. You mustn't ask a series of questions in the same breath. One at a time, please. Powers of observation are one thing. Powers of concentration, quite another. One concentrates on one thing at a time in an insane asylum.
Brad.
That's the whole principle of things there, to simplify. To reduce the distractions, to eliminate confusion. One thing at a time. One question, one activity, one thought. One, always, always one. One, 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 one. With the insane, you remember?
Brad, you mustn't excite yourself.
Oh, I was fortunate, of course. They tried desperately to change my one thought. Give me a new thought to cling to. But I preferred the thought I'd brought into the asylum with me. The thought that someday I'd find you.
Brad.
Oh, you said I was exciting myself. You're right. I remember your saying that. When was it? A moment ago? A year? 10 years? Oh, you're quite right. I am exciting myself. But you have no idea how delicious it is. For 7 years, I've dreamed of this. And now it's happened.
You shouldn't have escaped, Brad. You know they'll find you sooner or later. And when they do, you...
Shut up! I keep telling you, I confuse easily. You mustn't confuse me. For 7 years, I've waited. I was a standing joke at the asylum. They used to call me Shakespeare. I was always writing letters, hoping to find out where you were. You were so far away, though. North Africa, Europe, and China, always so far. And then the other day, there was a magazine. We have a very literary insane asylum. You see, a reading room, library, and books and magazines. There was a picture of you in the magazine. And you were in Rushville Center. At last, my chance had come. Do you remember Christopher? He used to be my chauffeur. Well, for these 7 years, he's been waiting for me. He's taken a room near the asylum. Just for the day he's been waiting when I'd find out where you were and the time would have come for me to escape. Chris was waiting for me the other day. Yes. Yes, you see, he had these clothes for me and the money. And here I am.
Well, Brad, I'm delighted to see you. But what did you come here for? What do you want?
I've asked you, Anne, one question at a time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, what do I want? Let's concentrate on that one. It's very important. It mustn't be slighted over. It's the key to everything. What do I want? You, Anne.
Oh, Brad.
I want you. You are my wife.
Brad, listen to me. 7 years is a long, long time.
There's someone at the door, Anne.
I know how miserable your life has been.
I said there's someone at the door. Shall I go and open it for you?
No.
Why? Listen, it's very insistent and very masculine.
Oh, Brad, for heaven's sake, it's probably a bellboy.
Oh, no. Whoever is knocking on that door has a real hunger to see you. I told you, 7 years in an asylum tends to sharpen one's powers of observation. Anne, is that your bedroom in there, the other room?
Yes, why?
I'll go in there and wait while you see him.
Brad, I don't intend to see anyone but you.
I've had a great curiosity to see the current man in your life. My, such a passionate young man. Let him in, Anne. Just One word of caution. My good friend and chauffeur, Christopher, was a fine provider. Yes, he not only provided me with clothing and funds, he also had... Let me see. Oh, yes. This for me.
Brad! Brad, what are you doing with a gun?
It's a lethal-looking instrument, isn't it? See, I show it to you merely in the event that you're tempted either to call downstairs for the police or induce your young man outside the door to try and take me. go ahead, my dear. Let in your lover. Let him in. I insist. I shall be waiting.
Brad. Oh, Lord.
Let him in, Anne. Let him in.
Hello, Joseph.
Is that all you've got to say to me?
Joseph, listen to me. I can't talk to you now. You've got to go away.
Go away? You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Please, Joseph. I'll call you later, I swear.
No. I want to talk to you, and I intend to do it now.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
It's the biggest wash day news since Oxydol. Now, new white Oxydol washes clothes whiter than ever before. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The whitest wash in Oxydol history. See how white this new Oxydol is. But more important to you, see how white it gets your wash. Whatever the weather, even when you dry your clothes inside. New white Oxydol gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
You're right. It's white. A wonderful whiteness that stays in your wash for the life of your clothes, just as long as you use new white Oxydol. And just see how bright it washes your colored clothes. You'll know new white Oxydol is truly safe. Your dealer has new white Oxydol now, so get some. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol. The greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, angry, hurt, bitter, Joseph insists on talking to Anne Morrison, while in the next room awaits her husband, a fugitive from an insane asylum, armed with a gun. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white. And it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.